Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, people of God. How are you all this morning? This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Pastor Ulysses Ross, the third pastor of New Destiny Church here in St. Louis, Missouri, greeting you this morning with a God bless you and a good morning. Today is Monday, January the 21st, 2013. Truly it is a wonderful day. Great day to be up. Great day to be in the land of the living. Great day to come before the throne of grace. Praise and thanksgiving. We thank God today. We thank God today that he woke us up this morning and started us on our way. We thank him to be able to be with you, brothers and sisters, on our prayer call today. Sorry, I paused on a little different phone, so the technology is different, and I got to get a little acclimated to the new technology. So please bear with me today. It'll be a little bit of an experiment. Today is also the day that we celebrate the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. We celebrate his life and his legacy today and celebrate his birthday. Today is a day that many of us are off of work. But as we also know that there is much work to do. Well, Dr. King was a man who had a dream. He had a dream that all people would be treated fairly. Because he had a belief that all people were created equal, that they had rights given to them by their creator, not because they were a different race, not because they were a different gender, should they be looked at any less or any differently. But he believed that all men should be free. He also believed that all folks should have equal protection up under the law. Believe that people should be able to live where they wanted to live. They should be able to work and go to school where they wanted to work and go to school. And we thank God for a man like that who had a dream, and not just had a dream, but he also got up and put himself in motion so that his dream could come to pass. And while we realize and understand and know that this civil rights leader, this Baptist pastor, this dreamer, this visionary, while we know that many strides have been made toward this dream, we recognize and realize that we have much, much more work to do. While we recognize that there is a black family living in the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., we realize that also there are more hate groups now than there were many years ago. So, we realize that there is much work to do. And so I encourage you all this morning to make sure that you participate, to make sure you join in to the work that needs to be done. Make sure that you love your neighbor like you love yourself. Make sure that you help somebody out who's a little less fortunate than you. Even though we're off work, today is still a day of work because we have work yet to do. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to go on into prayer, and then we are going to do our devotional for the morning, and I'm going to let you go. Enjoy this day with your family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, thanking you for waking us up, thanking you for watching over us even as we slept, thanking you, Father, for keeping us whole as we waking up to see another beautiful day. We thank you, Father God, that we have eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak. We thank you, Lord, that you put food on our table, clothes on our back. And while it sounds cliche-ish, Father, we still must recognize that you have been good to us. You've been providing for us and taking care of us all along the way. And this morning, we just pause to say thank you. Thank you for all of the provisions. Thank you for our health. Thank you for our strength. Father, we thank you for the worship service that we had on yesterday, the word that you gave us about vision. We thank you for it. We thank you, Father God, for all of those others who went to their respective worship services and got the word from their respective pastors. We thank you, Father, that the word is still going forth. But we know and understand that the word will heal us. The word will cause us to have health. The word will also cause the vision to be firmly planted in our hearts, that we might be able to see it, hear it, know it, and run with it. For the vision, even though it tarries, it will come to pass. We believe that, Lord, for we know in your word that if you said it, you are going to do it. If you gave it as a promise, you're going to keep your promise. And we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. Rest, rules, and abide in each of our hearts. We thank you that your Holy Spirit leads us and guides us into all truth and understanding. And Father, right now we recognize that we need to be led by you. We need to have your vision. We need to hear your voice clearly so that we'll know what to do and what not to do, where to go and where not to go. We're asking you this morning, continue to give us clarity of vision. Continue to order our steps in your word. Continue to lead us and guide us into all truth and understanding. Guard our hearts, Lord, that the enemy may not come in and spoil us or pervert this vision. Guard our minds, Lord, so that we might protect the very thing that you've given us to be able to communicate on all levels and realms, so that we might truly be the children that you're calling for us to be. Lord, then help us to love one another. Help us to love our brother and love our sister. Help us to put them first, put them before put their needs before our needs. Help us to defer to them, Lord, and give them the kind of treatment that we want to have. And then and only then can we see the kingdom of God operating the way it should be. Then and only then, God be glorified and praised, and others might be able to see that he is truly great and greatly to be praised. Lord, we thank you for this cohesiveness. We thank you for this unity that you are calling for your people. Specifically, Lord, right here in St. Louis, Missouri, asking you to touch and bless this city. Bless us, Lord. Heal us, Lord. Move us, Lord, from violence to love. Move us, Lord, from hatred to tolerance and love and acceptance. Move us, Father, from being segregated to one of being integrated, one where we can not only work with others or go to school with others, but that we would live in the same neighborhood, that we would worship in the same houses of worship, that we would walk together hand in hand, living in the same families, not divided by something as ridiculous as skin color. Father, we just thank you for that. We believe and we know, Lord, that it is your will for us to be united instead of divided. We ask that you continue to unite us in the name of Jesus, as only you can. We're asking you to do it. Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We love you this morning. It is in the precious name of Jesus that we pray. God's people said, amen. All right, today is day number 15 of our fast. Day number 15. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? We are that far into it. Day number 15. And today we're going to look at John chapter 11, verse number 43. John chapter 11. Verse number 43, and we're going to read it out of the NIV this morning. John chapter 11, verse number 43. And it reads, when he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The story of Lazarus' death and resurrection reflects the power of Jesus' spoken word. Jesus was so in tune with the will of his Father, he already knew in his heart the miracle that was about to take place. But his words spoke the miracle into existence. While prayer is our declaration of our dependence on God, our spoken words can be the manifestation of what's happening in our hearts. As you seek God in prayer, asked him for discernment to know a need and the words to help someone today. Pray that your words would be encouraging, edifying, and aligned with the truth of God's word. Building others up around us with our words allows us to be God's instrument to accomplish his good work. Amen. There is power in our spoken words, whether they are used to build up or tear down. It is important to keep our hearts filled with the truth from God's word so that our words will produce good fruit. John Piper says the key to praying with power is to become the kind of persons who do not use God for our ends, but are utterly devoted to being used for his ends. John Newton says, I am persuaded that love and humility are the highest attainments in the school of Christ and the brightest evidences that he is indeed our master. Our prayer focus for today is, as God continues to fill you through this season of prayer and fasting, wants to take what is now in your heart and share it with others. How can you use the power of your spoken words to speak God's truth in the lives of others? Amen. Now, you know, I tell you, this is truly what we are supposed to be about. I know everyone does not teach it this way, and I know everyone has not heard it this way. But your words are the spoken manifestations of what is going on inside of your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Your words can cause death, or they can cause life. Your words can create a good situation, or they can create a bad situation. There is power in your spoken words. So therefore, at the very root of our beings, we must guard our heart. We must fill our hearts with good things. We must fill our heart with God things. Because then, out of the abundance of what's in your heart, your mouth will speak what's in your heart. And therefore, we see the importance of building up and edifying and instructing others in righteousness. Why? Because our words can then speak into their life. It can speak into them the ability to rise up from their situation, the ability to be able to create that which is good instead of to create which is bad. But your words also have the ability to tear them down. This is the admonishment that we truly give from the very first and foremost to parents. We say, parents, your words have the ability to either build your children up or tear them down. To either give your children life or to either give them death. We must be careful how we speak into the lives of our children. We should be edifying them and building them up, giving them life. But that goes on to your coworkers, to your neighbors, to your spouse, to all of the people that are in your sphere of influence. We must speak words of life. Amen. I issue the challenge to all of the married couples in our church on yesterday. And I'll issue that challenge to you all as well. And I'll even issue this challenge to those of you who may be single and not married, but involved in relationships. And that challenge is this. For 1 week, one solid week, 7 days, seek the highest order for the other person in your relationship and do not seek anything for yourself. Let me reiterate that. What I am saying is, whatever that person desires, whatever that person wants, whatever that person's highest interests and likes are, seek to please them this entire week. And don't give one thought for your needs or yourself or anything that might please you or satisfy you. Now, and this is specifically to my brothers, don't go and ask what you want to do. No, that's not seeking her highest need. Find out and understand what she wants. Find out and understand what he wants and what he likes and desires. Find out. Know it. Exegete your spouse. Exegete your partner in your relationship. Find out what it is they enjoy and they like and they love, and then fulfill it. Say those things that they want to hear, that you know they want to hear. Say them and them only. Seek to put them first in everything. For 1 week, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. That is the challenge. Do it for 1 week. I promise you and I guarantee you that your relationship will go to a higher level, that your marriage will go to a different place. You'll see the power of God through his love manifested in your life. And then, here's the secret, you will find that you will be satisfied more than you've ever been. That is the power of love. Love is a reciprocating force. The more you give it, the more you receive it. That is the way the kingdom works. The more you give, the more you get. The less you require, the less you demand, the more you get. Try it for 1 week. If it doesn't work, you come back and call me and tell me, Pastor, that didn't work at all. And I'll go and talk with your spouse as well, and we can figure out if the problem is them. Amen. We can cast the devil out of them, right? Amen. All right. We're going to go on back into prayer and let you go this morning. We thank God that you're spending time with us today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for these your people. Father, we thank you that they have heard the word today. We thank you, Lord, that they are going to submit to the challenge that we issued because I believe that know that you are wanting to put something in them that will bless their entire household. Father, we thank you so much for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for leading us and guiding us to all truth and understanding. We thank you, Father, for delivering us and liberating us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Father, we thank you that you have given us life and life more abundantly. This morning, as we enter into this day of service, this Dr. King holiday, Father, bless us to be a blessing today. Bless us, Lord, to help somebody else today along the way. Bless us to see operating the vision that Dr. King had. Vision, Lord, for one America, not a divided America, but a vision for one America. And help us to go even further than that. Know and understand that we have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And that we as kingdom citizens have a responsibility to make sure that we are living by promoting all of the goodness of our King. To make sure that we are lifting up and building others up and not being selfish. For we have been liberated by this law of love. We thank God for it. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. For your love and your kindness. Lord, as we depart from each other off the prayer call, never to depart, however, from your presence, give us traveling mercies. Give us guidance. Give us angels encamped around us, keeping us safe, watching over us, keeping us from hurt, harm, and danger. Father, we thank you. We love you. We adore you. We honor you, and we give you praise. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Listen, I love you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. I pray that you have a wonderful and prosperous day. Remember, God loves you as well. He loves you so much that he gave his son to die for you. And so, therefore, he has invested himself into you. He has a vested interest in your success. He wants you to be successful. So all you've got to do is want the same thing he wants. And guess what? That's right. You will be successful. Failure is not an option, so don't make it one. God bless you. God love you. This is Pastor Ross signing off for now. I'll talk to you soon. Gotta go. Bye now.